Today's reading begins in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1. Proverbs 21, verse 1. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a snare of death. The violence of the wicked will sweep them away because they refuse to do what is just. The way of the guilty is crooked, but the conduct of the pure is upright. It is better to live in a corner of the housetop than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife. The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no mercy in his eyes. When a scoffer is punished, the simple become wise. When a wise man is instructed, he gains knowledge. The righteous one observes the house of the wicked. He throws the wicked down to ruin. Whoever closes his ear to the cry of the poor will himself call out and not be answered. A gift in secret averts anger, and a concealed bribe strong wrath. When justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. One who wanders from the way of good sense will rest in the assembly of the dead. Whoever loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, and the traitor for the upright. It is better to live in a desert land than with a quarrelsome and fretful woman. Precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it. Whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust. Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Scoffer is the name of the arrogant, haughty man who acts with arrogant pride. The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. All day long he craves and craves, but the righteous gives and does not hold back. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination, how much more when he brings it with evil intent. A false witness will perish, but the word of a man who hears will endure. A wicked man puts on a bold face, but the upright gives thought to his ways. No wisdom, no understanding, no counsel can avail against the Lord. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. Chapter 22. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. Whoever guards his soul will keep far from them. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. Whoever sows injustice will reap calamity, and the rod of his fury will fail. Whoever has a bountiful eye will be blessed, for he shares his bread with the poor. Drive out a scoffer, and strife will go out, and quarreling and abuse will cease. He who loves purity of heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king as his friend. The eyes of the Lord watch over knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the traitor. The sluggard says, "There is a lion outside. I shall be killed in the streets." The mouth of forbidden women is a deep pit. He with whom the Lord is angry will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline drives it far from him. Whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge, for it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips. That your trust may be in the Lord, I have made them known to you today, even to you. Have I not written for you 30 sayings of counsel and knowledge, to make you know what is right and true, that you may give a true answer to those who sent you? Do not rob the poor because he is poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate, for the Lord will plead their cause and rob of life those who rob them. Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Be not one of those who gives pledges, who put up security for debts. If you have nothing with which to pay, why should your bed be taken from under you? Do not move the ancient landmark that your fathers have set. Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. We're continuing through these chapters that have these short sayings. Toward the end of our reading, some of the sayings were a little bit longer. It's starting to change just a little bit of the format. But these truths that are being passed on are still beneficial for us today. Verse 2 is very good to remember. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. Sometimes we can justify ourselves, but we cannot stand justified before the Lord. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. God expects a dedication from the heart, not just a matter of a few actions. Twice in this chapter, you have mention of dwelling with a wife that would be quarrelsome or difficult. Disharmony in the home can be such a weight on our shoulders. We also have a few statements within this chapter that direct us regarding the use of our resources or our wealth. Whoever loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. If we get caught up with pleasure or laziness or gluttony, it will be a recipe for becoming poor. Verse 21, whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness, and honor, will be blessed. Verse 30, no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel can avail against the Lord. Doesn't matter if man became completely unified against the Lord, they would not stand. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. Chapter 22 starts off very well with a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. Our character and our integrity and our place before God is more important than anything we might gain in this world. Verse 6 is familiar. Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. This is one I tend to use as a good example when I talk about that the Proverbs are general truths and not absolute truths. Obviously, there are instances in which a child does not follow the training that they had when they were young, no matter how good that training is. But as a general rule, we train a child, and that's what they follow. Again, regarding character and integrity, verse 11, he who loves purity of heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king as his friend. Verse 17 starts those little bit longer sayings, talking about incline your ear, hear the words of the wise, apply your heart to my knowledge, so that you may know what is right and true, that you may be able to give an answer to those who sent you. Verse 24 and 25, make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare and bring on yourself condemnation. These are good things to think about today. Hopefully there's a few in there that will help you as you continue your day. And as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.